Hello everybody, warm greetings from the I.O. in Chiang Mai. As ILT, we are still in transition process, but perhaps some of you as well. Only some of the ILT members have moved to Chiang Mai yet. Ourselves are here now for the second time.
Okay, let's go inside. For the two of us, 2023 so far meant a really good handover to new branch leaders in Germany in January and February. And then we were encouraged to take a sabbatical. So we want to share a little bit about this privilege to have 8 full weeks with Sabbat every day instead of only once a week.
So on the mornings, 3 hours, we planned to fill with his presence. Listening, reading, reflecting, worshipping, studying the Hebrew word Yada, which is used in the Old Testament more than 1,000 times, and meaning relationship between husband and wife, but also relationship with the Lord, knowing Him, discovering Him, experiencing Him in an intimate relationship. So we reflected also on the document, which we call ILT, Triennium Focus, the vision paper we developed and God has given to us in ILT in December last year. It is also on WISP. Have you already seen it? So God emphasized to us during this sabbatical again that He is the Lord. He is the head of WEG International. He is in us and in our fellow workers. He calls us also into transitions, like He called the disciples to cross the sea. And therefore He is with us. In the midst of all the challenges and the rough times, and He prepared us for whatever is on the other side of our journey. So focusing on these truths means being Christ-centered. And as teams and fellowships within WI, this makes us Christ-centered communities.
In the afternoons of our sabbatical, we scheduled times for many other things, for which we usually did not take enough time. For example, reading or exercise. End of April, our sabbatical ended with our worldwide day of prayer.
And now we have been here in Thailand for the past weeks, spending time as ILT together, then with new ADs, and finally meeting with the whole International Council.
And again, we saw and see how God made clear during all those meetings that He is the Lord. We journey with Him. And that might mean leaving some things behind, and that can be painful. Crossing over to the other side might be stormy, with all physical, emotional, and spiritual turmoil. And even on the other side, another spiritual battle is waiting for us as we enter the territory of the evil one. But Jesus is in control of it all. The Lord uses the testimony of our Christ-centered communities to reach the unreached. And He is also the Lord of all the practical consequences, where to live, when to move, how to work, and where to proclaim the good news, whom to mobilize, how to include the younger generation, and so on.
The two of us are back in Germany for the summer to finalize some tasks in the German headquarters, preparing one more CO, and waiting for God's solution for our MDC role.
Looking back over the past months, we are so thankful for the experience of growing together in joy and anticipation of what He is going to do in the two of us, as ILT, and through the many boats of Christ-centered communities in the WI flotilla. It is really exciting to discover Him being and working in all of you, isn't it?